Up to this point in the course, you have been writing Python code using variables, conditions, and loops. You have tested your scripts interactively or by running simple files. Now it is time to take a step further, writing Python scripts that can be executed directly from the command line and that can receive input values when they are launched. This is a fundamental skill in cybersecurity automation, where tools like port scanners, vulnerability checkers, or reconnaissance scripts must be flexible, reusable, and operable from a terminal without modifying the source code each time. A Python script is simply a text file containing Python instructions, saved with the extension py. To run it, you open a terminal and type the Python command, or Python 3 depending on your system configuration, followed by the name of the file. For example, if your file is named scan.py, you run it by typing Python 3 scan.py. This executes all the instructions written in the file from top to bottom, just as if you had typed them one by one in an interactive Python session. However, in cybersecurity and automation work, you often want your script to behave differently depending on what the user provides at launch. For example, you may want to specify a target IP address, a port number, or a mode of operation directly when calling the script, without opening the file and editing it each time. This is where command line arguments come in. Command line arguments are values that you pass to a script when you run it, right after the script name, separated by spaces. For example, Python 3 scan.py192.168.1.1 8080. In this example, 192.168.1.1 and 8080 are the arguments. Inside the script, Python makes these arguments accessible through a special list called sys.argv, which is part of the sys module. To use sys.argv, you must first import the sys module at the top of your script by writing import sys. The ss.argv list always contains at least one element, the name of the script itself. This is always the first element, at index 0. The arguments provided by the user come after, starting at index 1. For example, if you run Python 3 scan.py192.168.1.1 8080, then inside the script, sys.argv will contain scan.py192.168.1.1 8080. So sys.argv 0 is scan.py, sys.argv 1 is 192.168.1.1, and sys.argv 2 is 8080. This is extremely important to remember. All values in sys.argv are strings, even if they look like numbers. So if you want to use 8080 as an integer, for example to compare it to 1024 in a condition, you must convert it using the int function, port equals int sys.argv 2. Let us look at a concrete example. Suppose you want to write a script that takes a port number as an argument and tells you whether it is a reserved port, less than 1024, or not. Import sys port equals int sys.argv 1, if port less than 1024. Print this port is reserved, else, print this port is not reserved. If you run Python 3 check underscore port.py 80, the output will be, this port is reserved. If you run Python 3 check underscore port.py 8080, the output will be, this port is not reserved. This approach makes your script completely flexible. You can test any port without touching the source code. Now, what happens if a user forgets to provide the required argument? Python will raise an index error because sys.argv1 does not exist. To handle this situation properly and provide a helpful message, you should check the length of sys.argv before using it. The len function returns the number of elements in the list. Here is how to add this protection. Import sys. If len sys.argv less than 2. Print usage, Python 3 check underscore port.py port underscore number, else. Port equals int sys.argv 1, if port less than 1024. Print this port is reserved, else. Print this port is not reserved. This kind of defensive programming is essential in cybersecurity tools, where scripts are often shared between team members or used in automated pipelines. A clear usage message prevents confusion and errors. You can also combine command line arguments with loops. Imagine a script that receives a starting port and an ending port, then checks each port in that range. Import sys. If len sys.argv less than 3. Print usage, Python 3 scan underscore range.py start underscore port end underscore port, else. Art equals int sys.argv 1, end equals int sys.argv 2, for port in range start, n plus 1. If port less than 1024. Print str port plus is a reserved port, else. Print str port plus is not a reserved port. Running this with Python 3 scan underscore range.py 1020, 1026. would output information for each port from 1020 to 1026, combining everything you have learned so far: variables, type conversion, conditions, and loops, all driven by command line arguments. Beyond sys.argv, Python also offers a more advanced module called argparse for handling command line arguments in a more structured and user-friendly way. While argparse is more powerful and commonly used in professional tools, understanding sys.arg first is essential because it shows you exactly what is happening under the hood. The argparse module allows you to define expected arguments with names, types, and help descriptions. It also automatically generates a help message when the user passes the H or help flag. Here is a minimal example. Import argparse parser equals argparse.argument parser description equals check. If a port is reserved, parser.add underscore argument port type equals int, help equals the port number to check. Args equals parser.parse underscore args. If args.port less than 1024, print this port is reserved. Else, print this port is not reserved. With argparse, you define what arguments the script expects, their types, and their descriptions. The module handles parsing, type conversion, and error messages automatically. When you run, Python 3 check underscore port.py help. You get a formatted help message showing the usage and description of each argument. Another important concept is making a Python script directly executable on Linux and Mac OS systems, which are the most common environments in cybersecurity work. This involves two steps. First, you add a special line at the very top of your script called a shebang line. This line tells the operating system which interpreter to use to run the file. /user/bin/nempython3. This must be the very first line of the file, before any other code or comments. Second, you make the file executable by changing its permissions using the chmod command in the terminal. /xcheck_port.py. After this, you can run the script directly without typing Python 3 in front. /check_port.py80. The prefix tells the terminal to look for the script in the current directory. This is standard practice when distributing Python tools in cybersecurity environments. It is also worth understanding the concept of the main guard in Python. When you write scripts that might later be imported as modules by other scripts, it is good practice to protect your main execution code with the following condition. If underscore name underscore equals equals underscore main underscore main. The variable underscore name underscore is automatically set by Python. When a file is run directly, underscore name underscore equals the string underscore main underscore. When the file is imported by another script, underscore name underscore equals the name of the module instead. This pattern prevents your script's code from running automatically when it is imported, which is important when building more complex security tools made of multiple files. To summarize the key points of this chapter, a Python script is a py file run from the terminal using the Python 3 command. Command line arguments allow you to pass values to a script at runtime without editing the source code. The sys module gives access to sys.argv, a list where index 0 is the script name and subsequent indexes are the user's arguments. All values in sys.argv are strings and must be converted to the appropriate type when needed. Always check len sys.argv before accessing argument indexes to avoid errors. The argparse module provides a more structured and professional way to handle multiple arguments. The shebang line and chmod plus x make scripts directly executable on Linux and Mac OS. The if underscore name underscore equals equals underscore main underscore pattern protects execution code when a script is imported as a module. These concepts are the foundation of every command line security tool you will build throughout this course, whether it is a port scanner, a credential tester, or an automated reconnaissance script.